Yes.
Brings in the parsha of Ari Yamik. Giza says that the parsha of Ari Yamik has a shaitis of Oymoy Kailos of the Yonim Kalul, and that's why it pulls out this parsha on the morning. Kuyu comes to dark interrogation and brings the remnant. Not in this week's parsha, but in a different parsha, which most of it writes about Ari Yamik. It says, Ina miyadai v'samti lach. Ina miyadai, Alex Lamed is the first letter. V'samti lacha, Bob Lamed, is Elo. What is Elo? Elo is, to every year in the world, even if you reiseach nefesh. What does that mean? No one here is a killer. If you'd be a killer, you wouldn't come to Yeshiva Samir. It's not a place of killers. It's what really Yadcha, Yadzar Riza, in a Ruchniz Nikitsen, when we do our Vedas, the Maran Prophet says, Rishayim Bechayayim Kuyim Mesim. Many people, through that Vedas that we've done, have caused a Misa Ruchniz to themselves. We don't feel Elo, we don't feel Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur Karai. Our senses, our feelings are dead. They're not the way it should be, they're not the way it used to be. But Elo is the time. Even though it's Ina Liyakha, the Valdegad Russia, because the MS will all say, no one wants to be dead. Everyone wants to be good. As we all do it, we show you. It's not real. It's not a real Russian. As Ina Liyotcha, as Hashem is the Samdi Yotcha. Every year has a Makom where he can come back. And that's what Chodesh Elul is about. Chodesh Elul is before the bit of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur, where Hashem is convey our future. He gives us a chance to come back. He makes a day. One of the tukim in this week's parsha says, Tachim lacha adera. You should prepare the way for your mikvah. Thus the Gemara in Matthew, Tav Yudah Mikveh, what is this halacha teaching you? It's teaching you that you put up a sign on the dera and you write this way to the air mikvah. You ever travel on the road, you drive, and there's signs. The marker of putting up signs on the road is from the train. You don't even get anything good from the train. Everything's on the train. Where did the trailer put it up by? By Ir Mikvah. Why? Because Zot V'Gemara, it brings another question. Toy V'Yosher Hashem. Hashem is Toy. He's good and he's Yosher. Al Tein Yoyra Chatoyim Bader. Every chayte that you give, Hashem knows we have a yeshahara. Hashem knows when his yeshahs are great, as Hashem is always helping us. As even a reseya, Hashem puts on the way. You should know where to go. I'll show you the derech. In the Rishayim came thus to Gemara, the tzaddikim that are sometime chayte al achas kama v'kama. Every year has the Atta Mishnaya. Hashem is going to help him back on the way to Hashem. As that's the limud from talking to Chahadera of Yer Mikvah. And that's the limud of El. It's kind of called, it's very inspirational, that we love. It gives us this always hope. We could always come back. And the Shaila is, so where is the road? Where are the Ari Mitzvot this man out there? How am I supposed to go back? In those days, the way I did it was in the year Miklah, but the Zman Hazer, what are these years Miklah? As on that, the Svarim HaZeishim continue in the Remez, and the Megalot Rashi say this today. What were the years Miklah? There were 48 years Miklah. And this week's Parsha says, see? And then in Parshas Masai we learned there were another 42 other Levim, which is B'Sach HaKol, 48 year Mitzvah. It is the Malbec of Balaturim Malatrayim that says there are 48 Hazois on Yom Kippur that we do with the Tar V'Sei. Oh, that's exciting. The 48 Ori Mitzvot are Keneged, the 48 Hazois that are going to save us on Yom Kippur. Because what is the great thing? As what is the Ir Mitzvot? As the Ir Mitzvot is the Ori Alevim. The Rambam in two plays speaks about the Alevim, and it's a big Yisrael for us that's going to help us in all our ways of Hashem. In the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam said, Shevet Levi was a very special shevet. They were never Eved Avodah Zarah. When they were in Mitzrayim, all the Yidden went on to the people, and they were Eved Avodah Zarah. They did Shuvah before they were Nigel. Shevet Levi wasn't Eved Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim. Ma'oi, by the Chet of the Egel, Shevet Levi did not do the Chet. Shevet Levi was the Shevet Yaakov Avinu was the Yayet Ha'avodat Hashem Tamid. Shevet Levi stands for the people throughout the Golus and the downfalls of Klal Yisrael. They stood strong. They always kept Shabbat. They were always Miyuyet. They always were Shabbat in Torah. Even in the Mitzrayim, they were learning Torah and they worried with it. There's another Rambam. There's a Shmita Dinayhu at the end, one of the very famous Rambam. The Rambam says, anyone, Bizman HaZeh, who says, I want to stay in Koilo, I want to sit and learn, Hashem is going to be Mazvin, Him is Hanasa. Where do we learn it from? From Shevet Levi. Because they will be Yurid Lavoidis Hashem, Believer Abtaira, Lavoidis Amigdash. And therefore Hashem gave them Matnas Kuhuna and Matnas Levir. The Lamedcha, Shevet Levi, is the Dugma of Klal Yisrael of the Oyvei Hashem, the Talmidei Chacham. A person that's Chayrig B'Shoigig, where do we send them to? Shevet Levi! That's the place. That's where you see Oyvei Hashem, Talmidei Chachamim. That's where you're able to learn to have a new lifestyle. To lift yourself up, to shine, and to grow. What is the Ari Mitzvot of the Zman HaZeh, the Bate Midrashim, and the Yeshiva? The place where you have people, if you think about it, they're mamish living the Pashas, living not with wealth, living not with the Gashmiyus of Olam HaZeh, many of the Avreichim live very simple. And what are they dedicating their lives for? Torah and Avodas Hashem. You come to the Mir, you see hundreds of Avreichim that are doing. Now, there are places in America where there's a lot of Avreichim. But you see 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds that have big families and are mamish living to Pashtus mamish. And the Ashkar that it makes on you. I mean, you open your eyes, you open your heart, and you really think about it. Amazing. You see people dedicated, devoted, living in small apartments, living simple life, for one reason, because they want to stay in learning. It's important to them. They know it's real. Unbelievable. That's such a tremendous hashpah on everyone around you. You open your eyes, you open your heart. In seminaries, when I work in a seminary, they bring them to Tifa. Yeshiva with that reason that are living in mamish. You won't, I'm not even sure if you can call it housing, but apartments, even lower level than the apartments you're living in, basically. These are families with families, and they're living with pastors, and they're learning past mother. And everyone says it's like a real life change. It's like, wow. And people feel like, you know, people say you go to Lakewood. Yeah. You go to Lakewood, you walk around, you see all the clothing stores, the food stores. Okay, they're in Cairo, the Tyre Abdullah from Malcolm X. You come here, you see Mamish Pastor. Shute Kimashloy. Mamish Pastor. Now, I'm not saying there aren't people who are not the Messias and Nefesh in America. There are many beautiful people in America, too, that are doing it. But over here, it's more condensed. You see it more. You see them coming in. That itself has a tremendous hashpah. You're in that beer with them. You're in the same place as them. The ruach of the yeshiva, the ruach of the base medrash, it's makadish, it's meraimim, it's the ear miklat of the God. It gives you a chance to look at life differently. And even if you're not together with the younger life, the avira of the yeshiva, of limudat Torah, of a makum Torah, of people that are loin bei Torah, the different talmidei chachamim that are in the base medrash, that you hear shiurim from, that you have shaychus to, all of them, the avira they put in you, it's like going to a different world. It's like going to a different place. It lifts a person up. It's learning a person. As the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, in every galus there are yeshivas. What are we coming to yeshiva? To do the Eretz Yisrael system? We're coming to Shai. We're coming to Vax. We're coming to grow in Eretz Yisrael, a makom Kaddish. It's Yisugul Kol Kach Nistarev Lashem. Skulis HaMakom is there. Skulis HaYeshiva is there. Skulis the people who were together with in Yeshiva. The whole Avir is there. As thus is the ear miklut of this manah there. You move on. If you walk out of the ear miklut, as you're exposing yourself to the Goyal Hazam, to kill you. There's some people, they come to Yeshiva, but they're always walking out of the ear miklut. Thursday night, they're out. Friday, they're out. Shabbos, long weekend. Sunday, they're out. They're exposing themselves to the Goyal Hadam, the good old Samach men that his mom is killing them. When you go to Eir Miklat, you have to go to the Eir Miklat. You have to absorb the Eir Miklat. You have to connect to the Eir Miklat. Now, I'm not saying that means you should never walk out of the Dalai Lama's of Yeshiva. We're people. It's okay. We're normal. But within the realm, you have to sushel to the Yeshiva. The more you sushel to the Yeshiva, the more you connect to the Yeshiva, the more Yeshiva is mashpia you, and it brings you to a different place in your life. Dr. Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Noyah. That in every galus there's always going to be yeshivas that will watch over them and be shomer them from the tzaris of ikvus of the yeshiva, the tzaris velus that will be. The yeshiva is the ear mikvah, the protection of Klal Yisrael. And there could be many, those two yeshivas have many, many branches all over the world. There's many, many yeshivas that each one, when you connect to it, when you it lifts you up and it makes you into a different person. But it's by the reason you want to connect, you want to grow, you come to have yourself to shine. And most important, by the reason you make the effort to make it happen. Your heart is open and you're working to make it happen. And then you connect. You go to the Makom Torah and you become a part of the Makom Torah. It's Miraimim, the words of the Torah, the yeshiva, the ruach, the avir, the people around you lift you up to become a different person. Mem Ches to Yonei Torah. Because the mayach of a person changes through when he puts his effort into the Yonei Torah to become a emissar, then Torah, and a Torah. And there are men chas nevi'im that were given to Klal Yisrael. Every door has six talmidei chachamim that they are the mayach of Klal Yisrael. That they implant in Klal Yisrael the yesodos of Eir Miklat. They lift them up and are able to inspire them and take them to the next level. But number one is getting your shaykhah very much to yeshiva. Putting an effort into learning, into understanding, into hearing the divrei mussar, into being koyle ta'avir, coming to yeshiva as much as possible, shmiras haskara. That's what's going to create for you, and it's going to help you to rise above all the downfall and all the nesmanis of life. Like we learn in the Gemara in Kedushin, the Sam Tem Tzayrat is the Sam Tem. That's why you bestow Salanter on Elul. We learned what was his Kabbalah for Elul, an 18-hour Seder meal. Not that anyone here should be doing it, it's a little bit of a, the idea was, for him, he could do it. For some, he was doing 16 hours the rest of the year. Came to Elul, let's say he added 2 hours. He was learning 17 and he added 1 hour. But the idea is he had more Torah El. What does El have to do with Torah? It has to do with Tshuva. Zewayir Mikla. That's what's coiling us. That's what's Meroimim us. That's what's Megavim us. As the first step, to do the Torah. This is one Mekina of the Yir Mikla, what it's made on. The Yir Levim. That takes a person away from the worst avarice and changes. How many people, you see people, there's so many Valchulas that change. What changed them? The vulgar story of the Hazanish, the Rashi Shiva that came to the Hazanish, the Lord of Abba Bakr that's going forth. He wants to go to the army. He's getting close to Abbi Persis. What should I do with him? If I throw him at the yeshiva, he's gone. If I keep him in the yeshiva, he's dangerous for the buckling around. What should I do with this odd person? It's a very heavy question. As the Hazayish said, get him a kapusa, that I learn with him, but learn with him the whole time for one thing. The rest of yeshiva smiled, you know, now the buckling thing, like, they will not really understand us. They don't get the dark. This guy's learned. He's burnt out. But we're going to learn with him. And I'm telling you, have someone really learn with him. They learn with him. And this person, no one is willing to say his name, but he's supposed to be one of the holy Rosh Hashanah. They came back to the Chazanish. They asked the Chazanish, so what did you do? You fasted for the buffer, you davened for the buffer. What was the real secret? He never took a taxi, he never looked at girls. What was the secret? Zog the Chazanish, no secret. I didn't daven for him, I didn't fast for him. Torah! Torah's the best, the secret! He dropped out of learning. He wasn't interested in learning. He wasn't seriously there. Even though he's in the basement, just learning a little bit, he wasn't seriously connected. You get him seriously connected, and oh, everything, all the happy courses, all the army, all everything goes away. That's the key. That's number one. El is our mind to connect to the Arei Miklah. We live, there's a lot of tzitzis going on around us. There's a lot of harigas rukhiyas going around us. The place that saves this man is there, that keeps us, that protects us, is our connection to tzitzis. And as we start a new zman together, the chlap is man of Elul, which is man with trouble. Every person on their level, to be machazik, to be yeshiva, and the tzitzis are yeshiva more. And to really understand this is what's going to make a change and make me grow in life. The simple default says the quality of Yehuda. It says that Avraham Avinu and Sarah, they had nefashis they took with them when they went there to Saul. Nefashis asher asu b'chara. Frank Chazal, how do you make people? How do you make people? Even this man is in, you can make robots, but not people. How do you make people? And for Chazal, because they were Magaya then, as they made them from new. Because these Rashi brings it to the end of the Parashah, the Parashah of the end of Parashah. How did Chazal answer the question? They were Magaya them, so what? They didn't make them from new? When a person has a new Havana in life, a deeper Hashkafa in life about what life's about, he has more of a connection to Hashem, he's a different person! He's not the same person. The way the guy lived before and the way he lives after he's a ger, it's not the same person. Now, sometimes to bring it out, if you ever see the Bobby Chuvin moment movement, they have a picture before and after. Like before, he has tattoos of snakes on his arms, on his chest. He has three, what are those things in his nose? Nose rings. He has his haircut, his hair is popping up. And then you see him afterwards, you know, he's wearing a hat and a jacket. He's a little flying guy. Sometimes you see it. Whoa, that's the Fasha Sajar, Asu Bukharim. Whoa! But you say to the heart, the change doesn't have to be that way. To be the Fasha Sajar, Asu Bukharim. Yesh koinai lamai v'sha achas. Sometimes you hear one Bar Musar in Elul, and you walk out of Elul, you're different. You're not the same as before. You were made, and you're a different person. Sometimes you hear one Rashi, and it goes in. One word of the Torah, one word of the Gemara, and it goes in, and it's mashpia, and you become more Kaddish, more Tar. You're different. Elul, we're supposed to be new people. You know, a lot of people say, you know, Bali Tshuva, I understand the new people. You know, look at the haircut. He gave off his jeans. He's wearing black pants. Oh, they're new people. And Yeshiva Bachram cannot be new people. Yeshiva Bachram can't grow in their Ashkafet Atayin. They can't grow in their Tshuka and their Shiva and their insightness in life. And that's not called a different person. That is the avodah of Elul. What is tshuva? I'm not the person who did the chet. I'm different. I'm someone else. That's why it works. That's why it's mochlan life. I'm not him anymore. That's the avodah of tshuva, of changing who we are and what we are. How? Not by changing the begadim, not by changing the haircut, by changing the lay. What makes us who we are, like changing my sifos, like changing my ashkafas, my areas of life, what's chashiv and what's not chashiv. Every muscle over there is a life changer. That is the avoida of everything. That's the avoida of truth. I've made mistakes in life, but every person will come back and change. There's no one here that can grow, can't change. Why do we blow the shofar on Elul? We blow the shofar on Elul because Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Chedah Egel, he blew the shofar when he went up on Elul until he got the Luchos Shmir, the floor brings down the building, took the Chedah from the Pirkei Derev Elohim. A zecher to the shofar that Moshe Rabbeinu drew during Chodesh Elul until he got the Luchos Shmir on Yom Kippur. That's why we have the minig to blow the shofar. Why? Because the shofar helped them not to be chotei again. What chet did they do? Chet ha'ego. One of the worst chatayim of Klal Yisrael in history. On Har Sinai, what were they doing? They were dancing to an eagle, an avodah zarah. What kind of dancing? Break dancing. Like in those videos, you ever see them, the dancers? They were dancing in front of the eagle. Right on Har Sinai. Nevotam achi kodesh v'oilo. They were dancing to ego. these guys, well, throw them out of my yeshiva. What do you do with guys like that? Oh, but the Shofar brought them back, because every year he's Kaddish Vitar, and as far as he goes, he could always come back. That's the Shofar of Eretz. It's coming to remind you, come back, there's room for you. You can still make it back. Hashem's going to help you come back. He's Mechen Lecha Haderech. But there's one very important thing. There is only one way to make it to the Eir Miklah. You got to get on the Derech. No, you're going to sit home, you can put on your whatever it's called, JPS, whatever that thing is, that makes, it'll tell you how to go, put on your ways. If you don't get up and move, it ain't going to happen. You got to get on the Derech. You have to start walking. It's hard to walk, it's hard to go. It's hard, but you gotta go. That's what Hashem needs us. We have to show Hashem we want to connect. Like that's one b'china of manifest, b'china of manifest of place. We have to be omen, v'miyageya, and show Hashem we want to connect to prayer. Kuchibriha v'raisa chash. How do I show Hashem I want to have a relationship? Like there was a bachur that got married. He told his wife after they're married, you know, I want to go out with you, I want to spend the night with you. She told him, I'm very busy now. I want to go spend the night with my friend. You know, I'd love to go on a trip to you for the weekend. I'm very busy. I love my friend. We're going away to spend. How would a husband feel? Is it a wife? She's investing in the relationship? This is what would they say, this man does, the therapist would say? She is not marriage material. Oh yeah, she's not here. She's not interested. It comes to Elul, there are people that are not Anila Doivi material. They're pushing, they're out with their friends for lunch. Supper. Shabbat. All the time. Late at night schmoozing in the Dira. They're out. The first step is Anila Doivi. I want to connect to you. Now, it doesn't mean 24/7. Hashem knows we're not there yet. Something! A little bit more in Elul. Tochen L'cha Derech. Start going in the right Mahalach HaChayim. Building your future. Going on the right paths in life that are going to build your future beautifully. That's one Bechina of Memchas. There is one more Bechina of Memchas lately, very quickly, but very important, in the parasha. It says, when the Yidden went to Muhammad, as the one who gave them a speech, a prep speech, before they gave it to Muhammad. Rather than mind my minister, whenever an army goes to Muhammad, when someone gets up and gives them a speech to hype them up, where does it come from? In China also, everything comes from. It's in the Torah. As what was his speech? As Bizlan Azeh, you are amazing. There's no one like you guys. You're commando. You're top. What was the Kayim speech? Shema Yisrael. Zog Chazal Yisraita Daf Membei. If Ein Lecha Ela Zchus Shel Shema Yisrael, you're going to win the war. He didn't come and say, you're wonderful, you're great, you're amazing, you're talented. You know what he told them? You have the key to success to win the war. Shema Yisrael. We'll just say one more member of the Tadmoyim and say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, 6 words, Mahapes Hashem Elokecha has 42 words. 6 words of Shema are the Sheish Ari Mikla. 42 words of the Hafta are the other 42, which are together 48. We have the Mafteach to be Zeicha on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the Ikat Tfilah, Malchias. What's Malchias? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I say it every day. And Aleinu. You get to the high point, you mamash and mutter. What's Malchias? How does it start? Aleinu. Come on, that's my Tfilah Haderech. Every day I'm on the Derech from Shul and I'm saying Aleinu. That's Malchias? That's the Shvitz Tfilah. I do this every day so many times. This is the pinnacle of Rosh Hashanah. Halavai, we should know what's going on in our life. We should know what's going on in Shema. We know what's going on. It's no secret. We all really know deep down. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Ein Oid Milvadoi, Ein Shum Koya, Ein Shum Klum in the Oilam that can do anything. Everything is Hashem. When we believe that, nothing in the world can touch us. We're impregnable. We have our ear a mikla. We go to sleep at night with Shema. Protect us from Azizim. That's our ear mikla. That emun in Hashem, that Hashem echad, that Aleinu l'shabeach. Baruch Hashem, I have you, Hashem. If I wouldn't have you, Hashem, and I could call him the Hevel, the Rick. That's my ear mikla. Who's my ear mikla, Hashem? The more we're minded, we all know this. Yes, we all know this. But, Tishmahegel, the deeper we believe it, the deeper we live with it, the more Hagana and Haklata we live with it. It's something which is an avoid of a lifetime. It's something when a Yid is born, they say Shema Yisrael next to the team is before the Mila, and when a Yid is Nifter, he says Shema Yisrael. It's avoid that from the day you're born till a person is Nifter. Twice a day, the avoid of Shema Yisrael. And it's not the same avoid, you're supposed to grow in it. You're supposed to stay in it every day of life. Because it's something that's an avoid of a lifetime. That's the other ear mikvah we have. The Emun in Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There was once someone who was a sniper for the Israeli army. And his job was to shoot the Irish that come in for the, they're trying to come in and move them to the town. Never play a language, you never know if he was busy every night. He was shooting. One night he went, he dresses up as a bush, and he has a bush on top of him. He goes down, but he looks like the bush that the Arab shouldn't be in, and the breast of a comes out of his face. The breast of a believer in his poisonous. He's supposed to go to a quiet place, a dark place, and say, I'm not scared, I believe in Hashem. As he's out there, he's supposed to shoot an Arab. Comes this breast of a in front of him. And the rest of us are saying, I believe in Hashem. I believe in Hashem. I'm not scared of anything. What's this guy going to do? The Arab's going to see this rest of him. He's going to go away. He can't shoot him. So what does he do? The bush stands up and starts tapping the rest of her. The rest of her gets in panach, pachat chavim. You just said a second ago, you're not scared of anything. What happened to you? I'm Maven Yovin. the Maitre, he told them to go away. He calmed them down, told them to go away. He went away. The Maitre shot the Arab afterwards. Look, happy ending.
What do you mean? I believe in Hashem. Of course we all believe in Hashem, but someone, when a bush taps you in the middle of the night, you say Shema Yisrael too.
That's this man. This man of chizik kabbalas ol mal v'shamayim.
What do you mean after the chizik kabbalas ol mal v'shamayim? I'm great. I love singing Shema Yisrael. It's one of my favorite songs. You have to live Shema Yisrael in every mafid. You have to be machazik Yisrael. The more you understand Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the more you're a different person. Your whole life is different.
Let's hover. Let's make a kabbalah. I need the joy. That's what Ella is about. What am I makabal? The way I'm going to be the joy is two ways. We should be makabal physically. To be in the base medrash more, in the base medrash learning more. Is kuchu bricha v'araisa tabi. That's showing Hashem and me. We're one. And number two, the chizuk nishma yisrael. I'm not just going to say it anymore. I'm going to think what I'm saying. Hashem Echad, Ein Olim Avam. Just start thinking. He's one in the Dalet Yuchas. There is no other Kaya. Not Iran, not Mekule, not Mekule, not even America. Not even whatever his name is. No one. No one's in charge. Rak Hashem. It's not my Mashiach. It's not my father. It's not my mother. It's Hashem. And also very important, it's not me. It's not Koiki Lloyd. It's Hashem. The more we think this, the more everything in life is going to change. And that's our Aryanik. Kriya Shema, the base message. The Memchas Kinyana Faith, the Memchas, and I was then to be aware of this course of the Memchas Hazoid on Yom Kippur that brings the fall to go. Kaparis in the Shiva. Shomer Yisrael at the end of time. We say, Shomer Yisrael. Shomer what? Am ha'omrim Shema Yisrael. The great Shmira school, the great school of Shmira, Shema Yisrael. That's why we do it from Malkiyah. That's our Atzala. That's our Ir Mikvah. It's simple, but with a little bit of thought, you can make it so deep and meaningful. Let's try to be mechadi together. All my soul should be zeicha to that. Not that from Hashem. Chizukim and prayer and zeicha. We should do this to be ani l'daihi. We should all be zeicha. We should be a son of daihi li. Hashem should be with us. Watch over us. Bring bracha. Hatzlacha and piyata v'shmaya. V'santi l'chama. The car of Hashem should make a new place. The air mitzvah of the entire world. Olam haba. Klal Yisrael, Zehula Shleima. Over there we're going to be zeicha to the air mitzvah that no guy in the world could ever do anything possible. We're going to be zeicha to the mitzvah of Umach Hashem Dima Me'al Kohan. Hashem's going to watch over us and be Mubarak. Teva Nifrash of Umach. If you put yourself into the air, mikvah, this man has that. The Ez Hashem Dikar will be zeichet to the Gulish Shleima of the air, mikvah, the Netzach, Mitzachim, the Tzachim, the Tzachim, the Bible. Ez Hashem Dikar. Come on, hold on.
Thank you.